Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're thrilled to be live from Studio A with the Punch Brothers. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And we have not too much time to work with today because you got to get over to sound check. So, Chris Thiele, please talk about where the root of the Punch Brothers started. I know Gabbers, right?
Well done.
Yeah, well, you were 6 or 7 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I was 7. You were 9?
Something like that, yeah.
When we met at this little regional bluegrass festival in Southern California, and we've been playing music together ever since, but informally, not that this is so very formal, but we always talked about, you know, doing something that making a record or whatever, and finally, after having met Pickles over
Pickles.
Here, if you can keep track of all the nicknames, Pickles, our banjo player. I called Gabbers and said, "Hey, do you know this banjo player guy?" And he had actually worked with him on Gnome's banjo record, the first record that you made in the Maze, and I said, "Well, we should do something with him," and seeing as it was banjo, mandolin, and fiddle, we just felt like, well, you know, we want to do new stuff, but let's go ahead and try and do new stuff with an old lineup of instruments. So we added bass and guitar. I remembered playing music with Critter at another festival in Colorado called the Rocky Grass Festival, and loved playing with him. So called him up, and then eventually we got the master back here on the bass, Mr. Paul Cohort.
Well, thanks again for you all taking the time out. I know in your busy schedule, and they got to get a sound check. So it's a brief session today, but we're happy to have it. What's this first one you're going to do for us?
Perfect, actually. This is called Movement and Location.
All right.
And so sorry our time is so brief here.
Punch Brothers live from Studio A, Movement and Location, and it's off their latest studio album, Who's Feeling Young Now? And we want to thank the guys so much for taking the time out to just one last question before you take off. The Ahoy. Is that Ahoy. The brand new? Tell us a little bit about the brand new EP.
The EP, Ahoy. Ahoy there. is full. It's stuff that didn't fit onto the record for one reason or another. I really feel like it's good stuff. It's mostly other people's material. In fact, there's only one thing that we wrote on there. Okay. So it was just, you know, we cut a lot of things when we go to make a record just to make sure there's a number of different ways we could assemble, you know, what actually ends up getting put out. And these were things that we didn't use, but that we still wanted people to hear. And so we're trying to play a couple of them a night right now, just because we're so far into our record cycle as far as the touring. So we know that there are people who are coming to their shows who've seen us play material from the new record already. So we're trying to squeeze some stuff from EP just to, you know,
more juice for the show, right? And I'm sure it's available at the show tonight. Ahoy, their latest, Who's Feeling Young Now, and their other releases as well. PunchBrothers.com is their website to keep up to date on them. But thanks again, guys.
Thanks for having us.